just listen to him. Yeah, I almost lost my mind and I regained my senses again.
Steve Earle, singing in Jerusalem, one of our great blues artists, born on this day, 1955. And welcome back, and let's do our day in history, this January the 17th. This is the opening ceremony of Patras Carnival. It's celebrated until Clean Monday, is what it was called. And it's the largest event of its kind in Greece and one of the biggest in all of Europe. It has more than 100 years of history. The events begin on January the 17th up to what is called Clean Monday. It's a carnival that is a huge celebration throughout Greece. Floats and dancing and hunting of hidden treasure and includes balls and parades and carnivals. And it's all about spontaneity, improvisation, inspiration, and volunteerism, and ends up at a place called St. Nicholas Street Wharf in the harbor of this Greek city. This is also National Day in Menorca. Now, Menorca is one of these islands in the called the Balearic Islands in the Mediterranean Sea, right next to Spain. Has a huge history. It's called Menorca because the larger island next to it is called Majorca. Get it? Majority? The island was first ruled by Abu Uthman Said, Haram al-Karashi, from the early 1200s, and then his son ruled it. And it was one of these islands that, again, where people gathered and they lived lives between Jews and Muslims and Christians, created great poetry and mathematics and astronomy. And then there was this Aragonese invasion led by Alfonso III. That's one of the days they celebrate this day, on the 17th of January in 1287. And now that's celebrated on Menorca because it's part of Spain. When that happened, all the Muslim inhabitants were either killed, enslaved, or forced to become Christians. So they celebrate this day from 1287, King Alfonso III of Aragon when he invaded the island of Menorca. This is also the day in 1562, the French recognized the Huguenots by the Edict of Saint-Germain. And that was significant because the Huguenots, many of whom came to the United States to flee the oppression of the French, were the French Protestants. This is the day in 1811, during the Mexican War of Independence, they fought the Battle of Calderon Bridge. And the hugely outnumbered Spanish force, though better armed, defeats nearly 100,000 Mexican revolutionaries. Eventually, the Mexicans won. One of the first things they did when they won their revolution was to ban slavery. This is the day then in 1852, the United Kingdom recognized the independence of the Boer colonies of the Transvaal. The Boers being the Dutch who went to South Africa and fought the Zulu and took land from the native African people, and the British finally recognized them, and then they had their own war later on. And, of course, now it's all history, and South Africa is now a multiracial democracy. And this is the day in 1885 that a British force defeated the large Dervish army in the Battle of Abu Klea in Sudan. Significant when you look at Sudan today, this is all the troubles we're having today are all built around this period when the British and the Egyptians came in to take over all of Sudan. And there was resistance on the part of fundamentalists, the fundamentalist Islamic community at that point, and also resistance among the native African population in the south who resisted. And what we see today is actually stems from that period then. This is the day in 1893, something called the Citizens Committee of Public Safety, led by Lauren Thurston, overthrew the government of Queen Liliuokalani of the Kingdom of Hawaii. Now, the Citizens Committee of Public Safety was really Americans. White Americans who went to Hawaii, the independent kingdom of Hawaii, and started growing pineapples. So Sanford Dole and his boys decided, well, you know, we need to have this place for ourselves, and decided to figure out a way to overthrow the queen. And they did on this day in 1893. And if you've ever been to the Virgin Islands, the American Virgin Islands, this is the day in 1917, the United States bought those Virgin Islands from Denmark for $25 million. On this day in 1924, when U.S. surplus war material was being sold to the Mexican government, as approved by President Coolidge, the first shipment had already arrived before the news bit was reported. The members of both houses of Congress, House and the Senate, from both political parties, rose up to oppose this action. In fact, some members advocated that a ruling should be made that would establish the selling of arms and war goods to foreign countries illegal permanently. So this battle over our weapon sales to the rest of the world, this is the beginning of the battle of the growth of the arms industry in America to sell overseas and to the battle to stop it. And this is a day in 1929 that Popeye the Sailor Man, the cartoon character created by Elsie Singer, first appeared at the Thimble Theater comic strip. This is a day in 1935 that Fred and Ma Barker were killed in Florida by federal agents, two of the glorious gangsters of the 1930s, glorious in their minds and in the minds of the media. And on this day in 1938, the first jazz concert ever performed at Carnegie Hall took place. Benny Goodman and his orchestra performed at this time at this incredible venue that jazz had never been in. That was the day Count Basie played, and many people played on this day and began to change the nature of people accepting jazz as a great medium and great piece of music. This is the day in 1945 that the Nazis began the evacuation of Auschwitz, the concentration camp. Soviet forces closed in. The Nazis abandoned it. What they found was horrendous. As a matter of fact, the man who used to be my car mechanic, Jack Wartzman, who's passed away, was in that camp, carried his brother for 100 miles behind the Soviet lines and just told tales of what Auschwitz was like and how many people died under torture and being starved to death. On this day, the Germans evacuated the camp and on this day in 1945. This day in 1949, that the first Volkswagen, the people's car as it was called in Germany, arrived in the United States 4 years after the war's end. This car was designed by Ferdinand Porsche, yes, Porsche, at the request of Adolf Hitler to make a people's car, well, for some people. This was a day that this was a day in 1961 that Eisenhower gave his last speech, that famous speech as president of the United States, his last speech as president. It was a speech where he expressed his hopes for the future, but he warned against the military-industrial complex. And what was really interesting was what he first wrote, it was taken out of that speech, he warned of the military-industrial-congressional complex. But that last part was taken out by his speechwriters. He strongly urged people to seek peace. He also used words as diplomacy, compassion, restraint in reference to future dealings with the Soviet Union. It was one of the, I think, most important speeches by American president on their way out of office. This was the day in 1961 that Patrice Lumumba, the Congolese prime minister, the first prime minister of independence who led the independence struggle from Belgium, was murdered by the opposition, but not just the opposition. It was all done with the complicity of the Belgian government, who didn't want him in power, and the United States CIA that murdered the hero of the revolution. It would be like murdering George Washington, that murdered Patrice Lumumba on this day in 1961. And on this day in 1969, Black Panther Party members Bunchy Carter and John Huggins, who were leaders of the most active and probably one of the largest chapters of the Black Panthers, came out of the gang movement world and built this movement that fed people and built a presence in L.A., were gunned down at a meeting at Campbell Hall, the campus of UCLA. They had taken on Ron Karenga and Us. And on that day, members of Ron Karenga's group, Us, killed and assassinated Bunchy Carter and John Huggins at that event. And many people have always assumed, and some still do, that Us and Ron Karenga were in cahoots with the FBI. And because right after that, they didn't go after Us except for the two killers, one of whom escaped. The Steiner brothers escaped, and they were free for 40 years. One has never been found. One came back and finished his life in prison. But they never went after Us. They instead, the next day, attacked the Panther headquarters, injuring, shooting, and arresting over 24 people. On this day in 1977, Shirley Crenard Steele was appointed as Iowa's first African-American woman assistant attorney general. And on this day in 1977, convicted murderer Gary Gilmore was executed by firing squad in Utah, ending a 10-year moratorium on capital punishment in the United States that many who oppose capital punishment are still trying to reinstitute in this country. In 1987, nearly 20 years after the death of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., which we'll be celebrating on this show next Monday, and for the mainly interesting two-hour special, there was a march. And that march celebrating his birthday was attacked violently in Forsyth, Georgia, by racist opposition, police standing by, police also participating. This was happened in 1987, not that long ago. This is the day in 1991 that Operation Desert Storm began, when British, American, Kuwaiti, French, and Saudi bombers and military attacked targets in Iraq, including oil refineries and the Baghdad airport. On this day in 1992, the Japanese Prime Minister, Keiichi Miyazawa, went to South Korea and apologized for forcing Korean women into sexual slavery in World War II. Enmity still exists between those two nations over those issues and similar issues. This was a day in 1998 that Monica Lewinsky, the scandal really broke. Matt Drudge breaks the story of the Bill Clinton Monica Lewinsky affair on his website, The Drudge Report. And so began that sordid legacy and our obsession with it, as opposed to our obsession with what to do about our country. And on this day in 2007, the doomsday clock is set to 5 minutes to midnight in response to North Korea's nuclear testing. Now, we'll try to connect to that on our website. The doomsday clock is how close we are to world destruction that was created during the beginning of the atomic era in the early 50s. And this is a day in 2009, following a joint ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, the war in Gaza ended on December 27th, 2008, in which hundreds of Palestinians were killed, most of them non-combatants. On this day in 2011, Jean-Claude Duvalier, Baby Doc, as he's called, former president of Haiti, returned to that country after being exiled for 25 years, living in luxury in France and Switzerland. Also, Aristide came back not long after, and they both lived there, seemingly not involved in their country's affairs. Born on this day in 1759 is Paul Cuffy. Paul Cuffy was a man who was a African-American man, a merchant, shipbuilder, black nationalist, born free in New Bedford, Massachusetts on this day. And he led the movement among black folks in America to settle in Sierra Leone and return to Africa. This is a day in 1820, Anna Bronte, the great English author and poet, was born. And on this day in 1889, Carl Murphy was born. Carl Murphy was born this day in Baltimore, Maryland. His father was a slave, and of course I'm talking about the Murphys, the great African-American journalistic family that started the Afro-American, publishers of a rights leader, educator, an amazing and lovely human being, was born on this day in 1889. And on this day in 1899, Al Capone was born, and we all know who he is. And on this day in 1922, the father of Robert De Niro, Robert De Niro Sr., was born. He actually was a very well-known American painter. On this day in 1925, the murderous Edgar Ray Killen of the KKK was born. And the wonderful Catwoman, Eartha Kitt, we'll hear more from her later, was born on this day in 1927. Born on this day in 1931 was Doug Wilder, who became the first African-American governor in the 20th century, born in Richmond, Virginia. And on this day, one of the greats of all time, the man who stood up to the American government during the Vietnam War, who stood up for everything he believed in, never stopped doing that in his whole life, probably the greatest fighter, boxer of all time by many people's evaluation, Muhammad Ali, born on this day. On this day in 1942. On this day in 1949, the comedian Andy Kaufman was born. And on this day in 1954, Bobby Kennedy Jr. was born. And he's a lawyer, talk show host, but he's the man who started the River Keepers and is a fighter for the environmental movement in this country. Happy birthday, First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama. She was born on this day in 1964 and is now the 46th First Lady of the United States. On this day in 1927, Juliet Gordon Lowe died. She's the woman who started Girl Scouts of the United States of America. On this day in 1996, Robert Covington, a great jazz drummer, died on this day in 1996, much too early, only 54 years old. On this day in 1996, a really interesting Sudanese singer, with the heart of Sudanese singing and pop music, died in 1996, Mustafa Sid Ahmed. And on this day in 2002, Camilo José Cela died. He was a Nobel Prize laureate, an incredible writer and novelist, a short story writer. He was part of what's called the Generation of 36 movement. These were kind of surrealistic, hip artists and writers that lived in Spain during the Spanish Civil War, fought with the Republicans against the fascists, and he was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1989, saying that for rich and intensive prose, with which restrained compassion forms a challenging vision of a man's vulnerability. And there were a great many people who died in horrible conditions who were part of this movement of young writers in Spain during that civil war. It's also a day in 2012, Johnny Otis was born. We'll hear more from him later. And on this day in 2013, Robert F. Chu, Baltimore's Robert F. Chu, the great actor and teacher and human being, was born in 1960, died much too young, died on this day, and we'll be hearing more about that in the interview I did with him just after the end, at the end of the Wire series. Well, that's This Day in History, January the 17th. To see our full list in This Day in History, including lots of important things we didn't have time to mention, please go to www.steinershow.org. And throughout the show today, we'll be bringing you more of what happened on this day in history, January the 17th.